And the Office of Management and Budget is updating its guidance to agencies on managing risk at an enterprise level. The document, Circular A-123, is a big deal in government accounting circles. The Association of Government Accountants has released a report based on a recent forum it held on this revision. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now to explain. Hey, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jason, a bit of background. What is OMB doing?
So every few years, OMB looks at the A-123 circular guidance and says, okay, how can we make it better? How can we improve it? And I think with all the pressure agencies are under and all the focus on risk management more broadly, I think that's where these two are coming together. And that's what OMB is trying to do, is say, how can we incorporate some of these principles of enterprise risk management into this A-123 guidance while recognizing that's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. You don't do risk management A, then B, and then C. Every agency is going to do it a little differently, so it's really the principles behind it is what they're really focusing on.
And it seems like there's a lot of buzz about this right now. Why did the Association of Government Accountants assemble this forum? And it's impressive because it seems like this was actually a listening session where outsiders got to hear OMB speak about this, but also OMB got to hear what outside accountants and lawyers, et cetera, were saying.
I think part of the reason why AGA is playing a big role because financial management and internal controls have really looked at risk management probably the longest. I mean, probably longer than something like cybersecurity and longer than something like acquisition. And I think it just made sense that AGA begins the conversation. But what I've heard from OMB and David Mader, more specifically the OMB controller, is that enterprise risk management is not just a financial management only issue. It is really a broader issue. So what's going on is bringing together the financial management community is the starting point because so many of the companies as well have put together risk management profiles or risk management offices. And I think that what OMB was trying to say is, okay, what works for you? And here's what we're thinking about. And in fact, OMB is talked to the agencies about risk management just as recently as 2013 when they sent a request to agencies to submit their top three recommendations to improve A-123 as well as Appendix A, which looks at financial management internal controls. And what they got back was the number one recommendations that was weighted and ranked was increased focus on risk assessment, which I thought was very interesting, and then also emphasize operational controls, which is within Circular A-123. And then down below number five is emphasize importance of integrated internal control framework. So you see there's a theme here, integration, controls, frameworks. And I think they were looking at industry to say, okay, how do you do it? And how can we take what you did and apply it to the federal government?
Do you know, is there a general consensus that others are doing it better than the government?
I think like anything, it's always in pockets. I think there are some places within the government that's doing it quite well. I think cybersecurity risk management has gotten so much better over the last, 3, 4, 5 years. I think you see something in the Treasury Department. I know the Bureau of Fiscal Service actually has an enterprise risk management office. At the same time, you have companies who look at risk management in a totally different way. They look at it from a profit versus impact on operations. You know, for instance, if this, important material goes up, the price for that material goes up, what does that mean for the rest of their supply chain? So I think they've been looking at that for a long time as well. So I think it goes back to the idea of let's start with the financial management folks, but know that we're going to broaden it more across more of the areas of government, whether it's acquisition or IT or program and mission areas.
And just another anecdote along those lines, last week we were speaking with Greg Wallig of Grant Thornton, and he was saying that, credit card companies know that there are going to be a certain amount of improper payments, for example, and that there will be fraud or cards will be stolen, and they build that into their business. The government, though, can't do that because the public doesn't have that sort of appetite for risk. So it really, has to be very, very risk averse.
Which I think was why David Mader from OMB is saying it needs to be more broad than just financial management. And the guidance that he has talked about in the past that is coming over the next, few months is not going to be financial management focused. It really will be a broad set of standards or broad set of concepts around risk management that the government should be considering. And I think that's the right approach to take because risk management is not, if you look at it in a stovepipe approach, and you only will apply the stovepipe solutions to risk management. Instead, you really do need it broader across the government. And I think your example is good. When a credit card company looks at their risks of improper payments, it's not spread just in one part of their company. It's probably spread across the entire company.
Very briefly, Jason, what did these outside experts that AGA assembled, what did they say was going right in this update, and what did they think needed to be changed or shifted?
Well, I think they looked at several things that needs to happen. And OMB gave a little bit of a preview, and I think there's a good consensus around what needs to happen around making internal controls more understandable, reduce the technical jargon to help non-financial management or non-internal control experts really understand what this means. Emphasize enterprise risk management. We talked a lot about that. And one other thing that popped up was replace the check-the-box compliance requirements. A very similar discussion you're hearing around cybersecurity. Make it outcome-based. Make it, you know, real time. Understand your risk in real time. And I think that was part of what came from this AGA event. Now, one last thing I will highlight is both the AGA folks and OMB both recognize the need for additional training and guidance related to enterprise risk management. This is not easy, and they need to kind of grasp how to make this work within their own agency.